Trump, Lindsey Graham is one of the greatest people and senators I have ever known. By Nick Gilbertson on July 12, 2026. President Donald Trump on Sunday expressed his sadness over the sudden passing of Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, at 71 years old and called Graham a true American patriot. Trump took to Truth Social early in the morning, a short time after Graham's office announced his death. Senator Lindsey Graham, one of the greatest people and senators I have ever known, is dead. He was always working, and was a true American patriot. Lindsey will be greatly missed, Trump added. He said Graham's passing is so sad and that details and arrangements will come later. Graham's office said the senator died from a brief and sudden illness, in a statement shared to X. Senator Graham's family appreciates prayers at this time and asks for privacy during this incredibly difficult period, the statement added. Vice President J.D. Vance remembered Graham in a post on X Sunday morning. Lindsey Graham came from humble beginnings and became one of the most powerful lawmakers in the most powerful nation on earth. His story was a fundamentally American one. Early in my Senate tenure, I remember getting into a shouting match with Lindsey about a Ukraine funding bill at lunch and then learning the very next day that he was pushing rail legislation I really cared about behind the scenes. That was Lindsey Graham. He fought like hell for the things he believed in, and he was just as willing to go to bat for you when it counted. Lindsey had the best sense of humor in the Senate. He loved the game of politics. He was constantly asking which races were up and down, and how he could help. As he liked to say, I don't care if you're an isolationist or a religious fanatic. So long as you have an R next to your name, I want you to win. We certainly had our disagreements. But I couldn't help but like him. A one-of-a-kind figure in our politics. I'll be praying for him and his family. Graham was serving his fourth term in the U.S. Senate and recently won the Republican nomination in South Carolina in pursuit of a fifth term.